Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles. It is Wednesday, the first day of April, and this is no April Fool's joke what I'm talking about. Now, it's not often that I get this kind of serendipity, but I'm getting it now, so I'm going to share it with you. When I was driving home, I was going to create this podcast, and I was going to title it, Why Don't We Reward Virtuous Behavior in the Martial Arts World? And I had a couple of things distract me. And while I was in the shower, I was listening to a podcast by Ariel Helwani, and he was interviewing Daniel Cormier about the most recent John Jones incarceration, or arrest rather, because of DWI, negligent use of a firearm, and there's something else that he was charged with, but we'll get back to that. My original question is, why don't we reward virtuous or good or respectable behavior in the martial arts world? Now, in the martial arts, one of the largest attributes that it can deliver to your child or your adult or yourself or whomever is good behavior, respect for the laws, so on and so forth, right? But if we look, and again, I'm going to use a couple old martial arts references, and then I'm going to move into mixed martial arts because, like I've said before, mixed martial arts examples are easy for everyone to find. So, in the old days of, not the old days, but in the 80s, early 90s to the mid 90s, there was a competitor named Michelle Krasnow. They called her Mouse because she was little. Her father, Bernie Krasnow, was an important name in the promotion of sport fighting, and also he was her coach and mentor and so on and so forth. And he was known to fly off the handle and all of this kind of stuff. Now, that's not unusual in the sports world, unfortunately. But most recently, in the mixed martial arts world, we have Conor McGregor and his racist, xenophobic, Islamophobic comments. And it got him a gateway to the largest prize in the history of sports in terms of money. And now we have these cheap knockoffs of Colby Covington and all of these wannabes who see that there is a reward for this kind of buffoonery. And I will call it buffoonery. This is the behavior of fools. And it will continue to be that as long as this behavior is rewarded. Now, I understand in the old days of Muhammad Ali, and for those of you who don't know, the man was a genius in self-promotion and promotion in general. He would talk trash entertainingly about his opponents, it would build up, and then they would fight. The difference was, it always stayed within the realm of reasonable and acceptable sport. But Muhammad Ali called someone, you know, he called Joe Frazier a gorilla, and it's going to be a killer and a chilla when I get this gorilla in Manila, the Philippines, where the fight was located. It was clever, it was funny, it was cute, it made everybody want to see the fight. Famously, after the fight, it became clear that Joe Frazier supported financially Muhammad Ali in his darkest hour, and that they had a ton of mutual respect for each other. And that's just how it was back then. When the heyday of the boxing welterweight division came along with what had been called the Four Horsemen of that time, Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler, and Roberto Duran, they didn't need to talk trash. It was something as simple as, this fool thinks he can whoop me. I don't think he can. We're going to find out in the ring. And that's pretty much how it happened.
The buildup was not the talk. The buildup was the acknowledged skill of the fighters in question. They didn't need to talk, okay? Because people knew that they were both extremely skilled and somebody's got to win and someone's got to lose. That was all the buildup that was necessary. But now you have people making racist, sexist, radical, ridiculous claims for the sake of getting a little bit of press out there, a little bit of notoriety, and it's being rewarded. In the same way that that kind of foolish behavior is being rewarded, wouldn't it be sensible? Wouldn't it be understandable? Wouldn't it be clear that if you want someone to act in a certain way, that you reward certain kinds of behavior? Doesn't that make sense? Some of you may not remember Uriah Faber, but he was the one who popularized the lighter weights in the UFC and the WEC before that. When people were doing things over the Christmas holiday one year, he took a picture of him and himself and his team, and it was either in Guatemala or El Salvador, I can't remember which. They were down there digging ditches so that people could have running water and excellent plumbing and all this kind of stuff. That got an attaboy, good for you, from the martial arts media and from the media at large. They didn't even notice. The mixed martial arts media did about a half a second's worth of acknowledgement of that. And then that was it. Now, that is an excellent, humane thing to do. And I'll always respect Uriah Faber for that. I don't know him, but that's a respectful, good thing to do as a human. And even if the copycat behavior was for self-promotion, the end result would be people copycatting good behavior. Even if they don't mean it, darn it, good work would get done. And I'm a fan of that. Okay. The former, well, she's on the executive board of 1FC's team, former fighter Misha Tate. She saved her boyfriend's mom's life. And she also, when a girl hurt herself, picked her up and ran down a mountain to get her first aid. Now, it's unfortunate that those things happened. And it is unlikely that that'll happen for 99% of people out there. But they could have taken that opportunity in the mixed martial arts media and the martial arts media as a whole to acknowledge the goodness of that and maybe speak about the value of athletics or something like that. They could have, but they didn't. Instead, we've got Colby Covington saying inflammatory things to the point where his own team has turned against him. His own coaches have had to make new rules to prevent that kind of foolishness. And it's because it's being rewarded. Why can't we take the road that Daniel Cormier took as a whole in the martial arts world for the benefit of our promotion? Now, he has made it clear, and everyone who knows about them knows, they cannot stand each other personally. But Daniel Cormier said that when he was getting text after text after text after call about will he come speak on these various shows about it, the one thing he said he would not do despite his personal feeling was kick a man when he's down in his darkest hour. He said it would be low class and it was not something that he would do. He said that until things around John Jones change, he will not change. And he did not speak that from a place of condescension or malice. He didn't even say anything derogatory outside of the facts about John Jones. He said what is fact, and he said what things would probably have to happen before he would change or before he became another unfortunate sports superstar with a troubled dealing with the law. Let's just say that. Now, why can't that be exposed, appreciated, and celebrated?
Because if the martial arts, and presumably the mixed martial arts world should fall into this, if this kind of training is supposed to make you a better human, why can't we shine the spotlight on that behavior as opposed to foolish, immature, disrespectful, divisive behavior? Especially since mixed martial arts, and I'll say the UFC in particular in this case, there's supposed to be a code of conduct policy. And all we've learned from Dana White and his cohorts is, if it makes you money, anything that's said is okay. Okay? And that's just not okay. Do you notice that in Bellator, for example, they talk a little trash before the fight to hype the fight? But there's never been anything remotely like the incidents that have occurred in the UFC. And that's because Scott Coker won't allow them. It's that simple. He punishes bad behavior. He rewards good behavior. I've known about Scott Coker since the days when Strikeforce was just a kickboxing promotion. And not once have I ever heard anyone say anything negative about the man. And in a business that can be as dirty as fight promotion, that's laudable. That is commendable. And it's not being commended, and it's not being lauded. I think that as individuals, we would be wise to focus the spotlight on good behavior and humanitarian effort. It would be the smart thing to do, and it would be the right thing to do. I'm just going to leave it at that, folks. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitter under Thomas Kempo Karate. But by far the most important thing is to please be kind to yourselves and each other.